I've brought some things along. Just bear with me for a few moments that I'd like us to think about. And they'll help to prompt us about our lesson this morning, which of course is from the Bible because we're in church. And whenever we're in church, we really need to think about God and what he says to us from his word. So as you can see, I've brought a bottle of water, a bar of soap, for anybody else who hasn't come down, a box of matches. I've got a 2-inch nail as well, and a pencil. Now, what I'd like us to think about this morning is what you are worth, how valuable you really are. Now, I'm sure that you know that the Bible teaches us that God made man, God has made everyone from the dust of the earth. That's what the Bible says. God made us all from the dust of the earth. In other words, God made us from the soil that we find in our gardens or maybe in the playing fields at school or whatever. God made us, the Bible says, from the dust of the earth. And I wonder, I didn't know this until some time ago. Did you know that scientists have discovered, as they study the body that God made from the dust of the earth, they have discovered that the average grown up body, contains enough carbon, boys and girls, enough carbon to make 9,000 pencils. Can you believe that? Enough carbon in your body to make 9,000 pencils. There's enough phosphorus in your body to make 2,200 match heads. I bet you never thought about that before, did you? There's also enough fat in a grown-up's body, apparently, to make 7 bars of soap. Maybe for some of us a bit more than 7. For some of us it might be a wee bit less. But on average, 7 bars of soap. Enough fat in your body to make 7 bars of soap. There's enough water in the average human body to fill how many bottles of these? Guess. 45 liters of water. And there's enough iron in the human body to make 1 2-inch nail. So there you go. That's all very interesting. Now, if you went out to buy all those things, which I have done, apart from the nail, if you went out to buy all those things, how much do you think they would cost? Well, 9,000 pencils, I reckon, would cost you at about 10 pence a pencil, £900. 2,200 matches, I reckon, would be about £5.50. 7 bars of soap at 50 pence for a bar of soap, £3.50. 45 litres of water, that bottle cost about 50p in Tesco's, is £22.50. And, well, the 2-inch nail is mine, really. But let's say you would pay 5 pence if you went to a hardware store to B&Q for something like that. So I did all my sums. I totaled it up, and it came to £933.55. That's all you're worth. As a grown-up, of course, that is. So I had to do my sums because I knew I'm speaking to boys and girls, and you're only half my size, aren't you? So I got my calculator out, and I divided that sum by 2. And it came to £467.77.5. Is that all you're worth? £467.77.5. That's not really very much, is it? It might seem a lot, but actually, it would only probably buy you about 3 or 4 Sony PlayStations. It might perhaps buy you 3 or 4 bicycles. It could get you a laptop, because I have a laptop at home that I think cost about £400. It probably wouldn't buy you a television nowadays. It would take much more than £467.77.5. So is that really all you're worth? You're not even worth the price of a television. Now, I'm sure if you spoke to mom and daddy today and you went home, they would say, oh no, you're worth an awful lot more than £467.77.5. At least on a good day, Isn't that right, mums and dads? On a good day, you're definitely worth more than that. But I wonder, have you ever thought about how much you're worth to God? Ever thought about that? That if you ask God, what would God say? Well, the Lord Jesus said once these words, what would it profit a man, or what would it profit a boy or a girl, if they were to gain the whole world and yet lose your soul? In other words, Jesus is saying that your soul, just you, your soul, is worth more than everything else in the world put together. All the money, all the houses, all the fancy cars, all the toys, and all the gadgets, all the gold, and all the silver, and all the precious stones, all of those things put together, you're more valuable. That's what Jesus was saying. In fact, God thinks that you're so precious. He so loved boys and girls. He so loved the world, we're told, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God has proven to the world and to boys and girls in the world that you are worth an awful lot more than 467 pounds, 77 and a half pence. Why? Because he sent the most precious thing he had. He sent his own Son to die for you. That must mean God thinks an awful lot of you and of me and of everybody in the world, that he should send the most valuable thing he had, his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, do you know how much you're worth? Well, actually, the Bible says that if you have already trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved, if you are a child of God, if you are following Jesus day by day, the Bible says in John chapter 17 that God the Father loves you with the very same love he has for his own Son, Jesus. That's how precious you can be if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, how much are you worth? An awful lot more than the sum of all these things put together, isn't that right? Why? Because Jesus said, you're more valuable than all the things in all the world. And God says, I love you so much, you're so valuable to me, I have sent my own Son into the world in order to die, so that if you believe in him, you will come to realize just how much I love you and value you. So, I hope you'll do that. I hope that you will say sorry for your sins, and you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and come to realize just how wonderful God's love is. Thanks for